Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
From concerns about the availability of chargers to the potential cost of repairs, doubts about owning electric vehicles have led to somewhat of a standstill in the market. Let's find out what's going on now with Professor Brian Caulfield from the School of Engineering at Trinity and Michael Sheridan, who's a motoring journalist. Thanks to you both for being with us. Now, Brian, I'll start with you. We know there's about 148,000 EVs on the Irish roads, so we're a long way off the target, the government target of 945,000. By 2030, aren't we?
Yes, we are a long way away from that target in 2030. We might, there's an interim target in 2025, this year that we might hit, but sales at the moment are up. They have increased on last year. That's one point to make. But in saying that, last year sales were down 25% on the year before. So sales are fluctuating quite a bit. The target in 2030, I think I've been on the record a number of times in saying that's nigh on impossible. We can't afford dips like we had last year, and we need to be increasing sales almost by 25% a year to get anywhere near that target.
Okay, so Michael, what do you think is holding people back?
There's a fear factor in new technology. So we've all our early adopters, people who embrace technology, they've bought their first EV. They're actually on their second or third EV. Many have two EVs in the driveway. But for others, there's the fear that running one of these is something which is not convenient or as convenient as a petrol or diesel car, particularly in Ireland, where the infrastructure on public charging is still quite poor. There's the fear of also, and there's been quite a bit of scaremongering about when an electric battery fails in an EV, it can be very expensive, and it can cost for a complete battery pack circa 15 to 20,000 euro to replace. But the chances of that happening are extremely rare, but it's still going into the public conversation saying, well, if things go wrong, you have to buy a whole new vehicle, or there's no way you can get it fixed. The reality with EVs is when they're working and when you have them, you will really find them to be so superior to a car with an engine, because remember, an engine is just a whole load of mechanical bits trying to blow themselves up and wear out over time. Whereas with an electric car, you just have a much simpler electric motor. Now, you still have wheels, brakes and all that sort of stuff, which is common. But people have this fear of new technology. They're not that easy to use in everyday life unless you have your act together and have done a bit of research in the first place. So that's where the fear is coming from.
Just going back to what you were saying there about the battery and the fear that if you have to replace them, it could cost you up to 20 grand. What is the lifespan of a battery in an EV?
Well, the scary thing is the lifespan of a car in general. Most manufacturers say a car, no matter what engine is in it, is only sort of meant to have a lifespan of 8 to 10 years. Now, that's nonsense, because everybody knows that if you maintain a car, they'll last a lot longer. Every single electric car maker is guaranteeing their battery will have at least 70% of its capacity, much like your phone, of its charging capacity after 8 years. Otherwise, they'll actually replace or repair the battery. So the battery life and the people's confidence in how long batteries will last should be high. So it's not really a worry. And replacement batteries, if they do happen to happen, and there has been recalls where entire battery packs have been replaced on certain models of cars, they're done by the manufacturer, and that warranty should give people a lot of peace of mind. The reality with EVs, though, just Claire, is you need to go into buying one with the intention of keeping it for longer than you would have expected to keep a diesel or a petrol car, because the longer you keep it, the more efficient it will be for you and the cheaper it will be to run, because your electricity, you'll have paid for the cost of the battery and the vehicle, and then your running costs just using electricity and replacing tyres will be a lot lower than if you had a diesel or a petrol car.
Okay, I have a listener here who bought an EV in 2022 and they loved the car, but they inquired about trading in and I was told the trade-in value is €13,000. Wait till you hear what this person paid for this car in 2022. So 3 years ago, €42,000.
Yeah, it is shocking. And that's where the scary thing is. But also any new car depreciates far higher than you can imagine as
not
well.
Not by that extent, though, Michael. That's
crackers. That has been a terrible trade in value for it. But that's why you need to go in with a view to keeping it that bit longer, where the car will then owe you nothing after a number of years.
Okay, I want to come back.
The trick is to get in and buy a smaller EV if you need a car for urban use. Get a small one with a small battery. It will pay for itself much sooner, and you'll be happy out in the long run.
Brian, Michael mentioned the charger infrastructure in Ireland. What is the latest on that? Because we know that people just say it makes it not worth it if you're somebody who's driving a bit more than the urban tipping around.
It does, and if you're fully reliant on the public charging units, the price difference between it and maybe a diesel car, there isn't much of it. In terms of where we're at, the ZEVI, the government department that's looking after these EVs, I suppose they're constantly announcing new electric vehicle or new charging units right across the country, and the minister seems to be announcing a lot. Are we seeing them materialise? Yes, in some cases, and earlier on in the week, I think 53 are due to be opened up on the motorway network by the end of the month. And that's what we need. We need them in the motorway network where people are making the longer distance journeys. The research that we see is that, you know, the batteries that we have, and as Michael said, the small batteries for the cities would probably do maybe 95% of your driving. It's the fear people have of that one-off trip to Cork or Galway that will upset the apple cart, and that will make them, I suppose, more reluctant to switch over to an electric vehicle.
And if you're using the public charging network, Brian, all of the time, it's going to cost you. I mean, it's almost at a par now with petrol or diesel, isn't it?
In some cases, it is. The prices went up as the prices of electricity went up. As the war in Ukraine happened, at the public charging units, it hasn't come down in any great extent. So that cost is quite high. But if you even take the cost out of it, there's also the range anxiety is kind of gone because these vehicles can travel great distances. It's the charging anxiety. So I was driving there last week and I didn't need to charge, I don't think, but I was just reluctant. Would I get home with the charge I had? I pulled into a service station. There were four charging stations there. All of them were occupied, and there were six cars waiting to get in. So that wasn't maybe an hour I would have had to wait. I risked it. I got home. But that kind of reliability within the network is what's needed.
Yeah, and it's not there yet, as you say. But also, Michael, this is, you know, when people hear that, you just imagine yourself on that journey that Brian was doing. Your nerves are on edge then, aren't they? Hoping that you're going to make it back.
And the scary thing is, because I'm testing cars as a judging car of the year, I test a lot of new vehicles. And I've had a stream of EVs lately. I've just hopped into a diesel car, which with the full tank of fuel will do 1,200 kilometres, a particular brand in the Volkswagen group. But it's the fact that you have to rely on these variables outside your control. That's why, as we said before, and Brian would agree, if you have to have a home charger, you have to control as much as you can control, because you can't rely on the public system working. You can arrive up, the charger can even be free. You go to plug in, it shuts down or it won't start. Mm-hmm. I was at Carrick Mines, where there was four high-speed chargers, which are really good when they're working. Eight people can plug in at a time. That is, if everybody has the right charging port on the right side of their car. But two of the units weren't working, so four chargers were just down. And then you have queues, and then you're getting frustrated with the whole thing. So we've still a way to go. It has to become convenient. Anybody who has an EV, they love driving it. They love using it when it works. There's just that fear in the back of people's minds that the infrastructure isn't quite there yet to make it easy to use an EV in Ireland.
Okay, Michael Sheridan and Professor Brian Caulfield, thank you both for joining us. Let's go to the newsroom now.